brought to you by Penguin.
The Reckoning by Jane Casey, read by Caroline Lennon.
The light isn't good. It's hard to see much at first. The image on screen flickers and fades out as the camera struggles to make a picture out of what it can pick up in the dim interior. Handheld, the video jumps and wobbles, catching details that hint at a narrow space, a low ceiling, a dirty tarpaulin laid on the floor. 19 seconds in, the curve of a wheel arch tells the viewer that the scene is being filmed inside a van, and not a large one. When the camera turns to what is lying on the tarpaulin, the person holding it fumbles for a second before switching on a light. It's bright enough to send the shadows shrinking blackly to the edges of the picture. This is important. This must be seen in detail. This is the reason for the film. The camera starts at her feet, which are streaked with dirt and trussed in high-heeled sandals. It tracks up, lingering on thighs exposed by a white dress that was short to begin with. The pleated skirt is pulled up almost to her hips. She's lying on her side, her hands loose and relaxed, her face veiled in loose curls of fair hair. Tiny artificial flowers wind through the strands. A dusting of glitter winks here and there on her skin, her limbs gleaming in the light. On the tarpaulin next to her face, a jewelled mask lies abandoned. The long pink ribbons that once tied it spiral in curling disarray. It takes a moment to register that the shading on one is not a trick of the light, but dark red liquid that has seeped into the fabric. On the folds of her dress are minute specks of dark red in droplets shaped like comets. And on the full lower lip, just visible through a skein of her hair, a plump bead of dark red swells and slides downwards even as the camera focuses on it, running to join the small pool that spreads under her head. It's the details that are important, and the view isn't good enough, not with her hair over her face. The camera jerks sideways, and a hand enters the shot for a second, reaching out to gather a handful of curls and throw them to one side. Now you can see. Now you can see everything. Now you can see the bruise that darkens one cheek. Now you can see the eyelashes brittle with mascara, the traces of colour in the creases of her mouth. Now you can see the curve of her breasts. Now you can see that she's pretty but not perfect. Her nose too short and wide, her mouth too full, her jaw just a shade too square. Now you can see that she's young. A tremor, too slight to be called movement, and the camera retreats a pace or two, the focus staying on her face. A frown tugs her eyebrows together, pulls the corners of the full mouth down. Her face, for a moment, is that of a sulky cherub in an old master's sketch. And then the eyes blink open, unfocused at first, hazy blue. The camera wavers, up and down, uncontrolled. It's laughter. The person holding the camera is laughing. All at once, there is sound on the recording, an extra dimension to the viewing experience. A rustle as the girl sits up, one hand raised to shield her eyes from the light. Breathing from behind the camera, shallow and fast, excitement and anticipation. The blue eyes are narrow now, focused. She's awake. She passes a tongue over her lips, licking blood, assessing damage. A beat of silence. Then, unexpectedly, she smiles. A triangular, humourless.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?